Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mission Possible You. This is Lynn McDonald, your transformation coach and host. So Mission Possible You is a podcast that delivers uplifting and inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. So welcome to another amazing episode. And I have someone here today that will totally inspire you. So please keep an open mind and begin to really absorb the information that my guest has here today. So without further ado, I have a powerhouse in the house. Oh my goodness. Her name is Crystal Girgenti and her company is G-Force Coaching. And she is one of the top notch coaches out there. Crystal is authentic. She speaks her truth. She comes from a place of love. And she is just outstanding on what she does. And I am so happy that she's here today because also, like the majority of my guests, everybody I should say, she has a story. And I'm going to tell you this, the story will knock your socks off. And if this doesn't inspire you, honestly, I don't know what will. So Crystal, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled that you've agreed to be here.
Oh, I am super psyched to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Crystal, share with our listeners a bit about your background and what you have gone through in your past growing up.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. I mean, when you ask this question and you hear a lot of the same stories about poverty and the kind of trauma that we've had growing up. And I'm going to tell you in just a sec, but one of the questions that always kind of was in my mind is do you have to go through trauma or tragedy in order to make something of your life? And I think a lot of people do because you have a choice of whether to use that tragedy or trauma to become something and to become more powerful and to use that to transform other people's lives, or you can kind of end up in a hole and suffer. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. But I hope to be in that category. I think I am in that category of kind of, you know, rising above it and kind of using it to my advantage. So
you've risen above it, honey.
I'm there, right?
You're humble.
You got to keep me humble, right? So, you know, I grew up with a single mom who was a type 1 diabetic, and I took care of her my whole life. I was her caregiver. And I was quite young when she got into a relationship and was physically abused. So I was part of that for many years. And, you know, growing up with kind of nothing and growing up with that abuse in my household on top of really never knowing if I was going to come home and mom would be alive or dead for whatever reason, whether it was her disease or from abuse, it does something to a person and it makes you question, is there something better? And so I think very early on in my life, maybe into my teens where I was able to kind of process this, I made the decision that I knew where I came from, but I was never going to go back there. And that's a promise that I have kept to myself, and I'm very proud of that promise for myself. And, you know, I think it's an important thing not to focus on our past, but there's nothing wrong with remembering it and utilizing that as kind of the fuel that lights the fire. And so taking, you know, it's what are we going to do with our lives? You know, what's how are we going to use our experiences to give our life meaning? And that's a lot what I do with people is help them kind of get out of their own way and see the truth behind what it is that's going on so that they can launch into whatever it is that they want to do. And that's what I've done. So I hope to help people do that.
Exactly. But early on, Crystal, you made, I mean, this is fascinating that early on in your life, you've made that decision, you know, to make yourself a better life, that this, I don't want to live this way. I mean, that's really quite the revelation to make at that age.
Yeah. And Lynn, you know, I really want this to be out there is I experienced guilt over feeling that way and experiencing the guilt because there's a connection to your parent and you don't want to lose that connection, especially as a child, and it keeps you safe and secure and all those kind of warm and fuzzy feelings. And there was guilt for me to say, I don't like this life and I don't want to live it. And that, as I got older, required me to kind of go against my whole family, basically, and the beliefs of my family.
Absolutely. And many people, unfortunately, stay there because they're afraid their family won't love them.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of alignment with the family. How dare you, you know, do better than me? How dare you thrive? How dare you live a life that you really want? So there's power in that. There's power in that.
There is, and it also to a toxic person or to a person who is in kind of that victim mode, who is not taking responsibility for their life, what it says to them, instead of them reading it as, I want better for me, they read it as, you think there's something wrong with me. And that can be, you know, there's a lot of control and a lot of shame and guilt and manipulative behaviors that happen so that other people don't feel that way. But so that's kind of like my lifelong work that I've done is maintaining my promise to myself.
Well, I'd say you have done a damn good job, Crystal.
Thanks.
Absolutely. So let me just ask you this. You know, I love how you're very vocal, you know, you speak the truth and you come from really a deep place. And I love this. So if you were sitting, or I shouldn't say sitting because you wouldn't be doing that, if you were standing from, say, a rooftop, right? Specifically for women, we'll speak to men in a moment, but what would you want to shout from the rooftop to every woman out there?
Oh, this is a good one. I speak my truth, and other people are absolutely entitled to speak theirs. And one of the things that I see women doing, especially in this age or this kind of era that we're in, there's a lot of anger out there. I'm making a generalization and I'm not picking on women. But there's a lot of women that are still not taking responsibility for the absolute power that they hold. And there's a lot of generations of beliefs were still not that far off from, you know, a woman being barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. And again, making generalizations. I get a lot of heat for this belief. But a woman, in order to step into her most powerful self, should be able to take care of herself on an emotional level, but I think also on a financial level. And there goes a little deeper, and I'm skipping a couple of steps here, but there's a point where if a woman, or if anybody really, but if a woman is not living up to the potential that they have inside of them. They don't see it, first of all. But if a woman is not doing that, then they're really not taking care of anybody. And there's a lot of codependency that I see with women, relying on a man for finances, relying on a man for permission to do something with their life. Is it okay that I do this with my life? And I don't think anybody should be able, or not be able, but I don't think anybody should be asking that of another person, man or woman. A lot of women utilize their children to fulfill their needs, and that this one always gets me in trouble. But I won't back down from this belief. The question is, do your kids need you, or do you need them to need you? And I think that problems that women are saying that they have that are based in what they say is inequality have to do with not inequality, but responsibility and the lack of responsibility and taking responsibility for their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes down for women and everyone really, but you're speaking to women right now, is to feel that it's safe for them to feel powerful. I can totally relate to this, you know, what you're talking about in many ways. And many ways it's not safe for you to feel powerful if you're not, if you haven't really truly connected to your authenticity and your self-love, you know, and that's really one of the biggest issues as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at what a woman would have to go through if she was to choose a career over her children. Right now, we can argue, are they really choosing a career over the children? But if you don't go to a baseball game because you're working, are you then criticized for doing that? And the key is, yeah, you're going to get criticized no matter what you do. You could be with your child 24/7 and you'd be a helicopter mom. You can be the best mom on the planet. I mean, people are going to have to, they have something to say anyway. And it really is time to stop listening to other people.
Right. But when you love yourself, Crystal, who gives a hoot in hell and who thinks what? Because you have to live your life for you.
You better believe it.
This is what I work with my clients all about this. It's irrelevant what people think of you. You don't need anybody's approval. Because really the bottom line is people will put their belief system on you and think, oh, your life is wrong because it's not running it like my life. That's their belief system. And I agree. When you truly love yourself and you live from a place of authenticity, you don't give a hoot in hell who has any about what anyone thinks of you or says about you.
Yeah. And Lynn, there's a really important key here too that needs to be said is this is the difference between responsibility and blame. Mm-hmm. Taking responsibility is accepting responsibilities, not for the action that happened, not for like what happened, but for the experience that you're part of it. And we listen to an awful lot of people say an awful lot of things about everybody else, including ourselves. And we choose to listen and we allow it to affect us. And the great part about this is that means we can choose something different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it all comes down to. Absolutely. That I could talk about that whole component to go really deep. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. We could be here all day.
We'll be all day on that one. So let me ask you this. What advice would you give to, I'll say men and women who are interested in starting a entrepreneur business or maybe even up-leveling their career? Because even if you think about for you, Crystal, what you didn't know way back when you began, that now that you know what you didn't know before, would you filter some of that advice into people considering entrepreneur business or, again, even up-leveling their career?
Yeah. An interesting thing is I listened to an awful lot of people in the beginning that had absolutely zero clue what they were talking about. We respect them. We're not, I'm not saying anything negative about them. other than their advice worked for them. I was told I'll never make it. I was told, you know, this and that. The way that I wore my hair wasn't okay. The way that I wore jeans wasn't okay. I have tattoos all over. That wasn't okay. And it got to the point where I came to my, you know, I just kind of sat down and I was like, if everything isn't okay, then how does everyone survive, you know? And I finally just kind of took that as like, okay, you know what? I'm just done listening to people, because this isn't how I feel about myself, truly. And if it was, I needed to sit down and do that work. But I wasn't going to listen to them, because if I picked a coach, and this is what I did. I found a coach that worked for me. I found a coach that I resonated with, that was capable of telling me the truth no matter what he thought I thought of him at that moment. And I respect him and love him dearly for that. And I didn't listen to anybody else.
Yeah, great advice, right?
Yeah. So you
and actually, I'm sorry, even coaching, hire a coach is, you know, a really good coach as well. That kind of helps you to, you know, move along in business, but not even just in business alone. But when you're working in business, as you know, you pick up things that prevent you from moving ahead, your old belief system, how you talk to yourself, the words you use, the phrases you say. So I think, you know, on a personal level, coaching is fabulous.
Yeah, I would absolutely, and I'm not saying this because I'm a coach, right? I consider myself more of a mentor, but a coach or mentor, whatever you want to call it, is, in my opinion, it's absolutely critical for most people, because this is uncharted territory for everyone. Otherwise, you'd be doing it already, right? Exactly. And when you're trying to do something and you're trying to accomplish something in your life that you haven't done before, there's going to be thoughts and beliefs and everything's going to come to the surface. And what's going to happen is there's fear that pops up. And if you don't have someone to help guide you through those beliefs and those thoughts and those fears and those doubts and those worries and all those things that are going to try and everything that's going to try and stop you, you're going to have one hell of a time. And this is, I think, why a lot of people quit, is because they don't have the support that they need to keep going.
Exactly. Well said. Absolutely. And that's what's key. But I find, you know, even myself working with a coach as well, because many times, you know, they can help bring new insight. They don't give you, I mean, those asking questions, you get some new insights, but a lot of times you miss things that you're not seeing in a sense as well. So it's very powerful. I'm a strong believer in that.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this, Crystal. I love this question here. What top two people, right, in your life have really helped shape and really truly influenced you?
Oh, wow. Oh, I can only pick two, huh?
You can go for more if you want. That's okay.
I'll tell you, there's four that pop up. In,
oh, nice.
The first one is me. Because without making that promise to myself and keeping it, I wouldn't be where I am. Another one is my coach. Having the courage to look someone in the eye and tell them the truth, regardless of whether they will cry, be angry, hate you, I think that is one of the best gifts we can ever give someone. And I am, like I said before, truly grateful for this man. Another one is my mom. And my mom has passed away, but the greatest gift she ever gave to me, really two. One was raising me to live independently. She raised me that that she could die at any moment, and she could, and she did. And how to survive on my own without her. Greatest gift I think a parent can give is to not have that relationship where they need you. There needs to be a time where they don't need you anymore, and you need to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the day that she died, it was a real swift kick. And it made me question everything. on a level that until you've gone through something like that, you don't get, right? It puts things, death, I think, puts things in perspective. And it questioned, I thought of all the things that she didn't get to do and she'll never get to do, at least in this lifetime. And I said, what am I not doing that I want to do with my life? And then the fourth real quick is a woman when I was 19 years old offered to pay me when I was supporting myself through college. She offered to pay me $20 an hour. This is back in the 90s when $20 an hour was a lot of money, right?
Right.
And I stopped when she said, I'll pay you $20 an hour. And I stopped. And she turned around and she looked at me and she said, is there a problem? And I said, yeah. I said, $20 an hour. I said, that's a lot of money. I said, I can't take that. And she looked, Lynn, she looked me dead in the face and she said, do you think you're not worth it?
Huh. Love it. Love it.
And I still to this day get chills when I tell that story because at that moment I was like, whew, that was like one of those profound moments in my life that I'll never forget. And I've worked very hard at making myself feel worth it.
Absolutely.
For a lot more than $20 an hour.
Yes, money and being worth it. That's that's awesome. But, you know, self-worth too, you know, is tied to money as well. So
that's
show, but yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So Crystal, thank you. That's awesome. So I know that, you know, your people are, women are out there, especially men are listening too, but how can, if someone wants to reach you, men or women, because you coach both.
I do, yeah.
How can they get in touch with Crystal?
Yeah, find me on Facebook. I'm always available on Facebook. Last name is G-I-R-G-E-N-T-I, Crystal Girgenti. Come over and friend me, and if I reach the max, I got a little ways to go, but if I reach the max, just kind of come over and comment. Send me a message. At this second, my website got hacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, entrepreneurship tech problems 101, right? But there, everyone's feel free to, it's g-forcecoaching.com. That should be up by the time this is up. So g-forcecoaching.com and send me a message. I'm happy to have a conversation.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for joining today. I know that you helped shed some great light and your wisdom out there. Totally appreciate you stopping by the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
So everyone, thanks again for tuning in. And listen, make it a habit. Live from your heart and you'll always be on the right path. I will see you and talk to you at the next podcast. Thanks so much for joining. You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media and please remember to subscribe.